Saudi Arabia's longtime ambassador to the United States has resigned. Prince Bandar bin Sultan has been in Washington for 22 years, and he's been close to four presidents. He's operated largely out of the public eye, but he suffered a lot of unwanted public exposure after it was discovered that most of the 9/11 hijackers were from Saudi Arabia. Bandar will be replaced by Prince Turki Al-Faisal, the former head of Saudi intelligence. NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
Rumors have been circulating for weeks that Prince Bandar was resigning as Saudi Arabia's ambassador in Washington. Bandar is the reigning dean of the Washington Diplomatic Corps. He has been extremely influential behind the scenes for many years in making sure that Saudi Arabia's interests are well protected in Washington. He has had easy access to the Oval Office. The importance of the relationship is reflected in how early the Bush administration informed Bandar of its intention to invade Iraq in 2003. According to Bob Woodward's account in his book Plan of Attack, Vice President Cheney and Defense Secretary Rumsfeld showed the Iraq invasion plan to Bandar in January 2003 and assured him Saddam Hussein would be brought down. "You can take that to the bank," Rumsfeld told him, according to Woodward. The new ambassador, Prince Turki Al-Faisal, is now Saudi ambassador in London and was the kingdom's intelligence chief from the late 1970s until 2001, just before the 9/11 attacks. He will bring his own controversies to Washington, according to Edward Walker, director of the Middle East Institute and a former longtime U.S. diplomat in the Middle East.
His problem is that he was associated with Osama bin Laden in the early days in Afghanistan when he was working the intelligence brief for Saudi Arabia.
From 1980, Prince Turki was at the center of the Saudi efforts to arm and finance the Mujahideen fighting against the Soviet army in Afghanistan. During that time, Prince Turki met several times with Osama bin Laden, who was organizing aid for the Mujahideen and may have been an asset of Saudi intelligence. After bin Laden turned against Saudi Arabia, Prince Turki was involved for years in trying to contain bin Laden's activities. In 1998, he flew to Kandahar in Afghanistan to meet with Taliban leader Mullah Omar. The goal, get the Taliban to jail bin Laden. In this, he failed. He also failed in his attempt to co-opt the activities of the Islamic fundamentalists in Saudi Arabia, which may have led to his removal from the intelligence service. In an interview with NPR in 2002, Turki expressed support for changes in Saudi Arabia.
September 11th, I think, has been like a slap in the face to the kingdom, in the sense that people were complaining about the need for change and so on. The government was talking about change. But with September 11th, I think people have acquired more of a sense of urgency, of the need for these reforms to actually take place.
Turki is viewed as very pro-American. He went to boarding school in the U.S. and attended Georgetown University in the same class as Bill Clinton. He has had an intimate relationship with the CIA for decades. But in 2002, he admitted to some confusion about American attitudes towards Saudi Arabia.
"We're being talked to in a forked tongue. Your highest officials praises the kingdom for its cooperation and so on. And then we hear these press reports that criticize the kingdom. And we cannot understand why it is happening. We and you agree on a lot of things, more than 90% of it. If we disagree on one or two issues, that should not be reason to have a row."
Turki has his critics, and Edward Walker says they are likely to raise questions about his connections to bin Laden as he takes up his new duties in Washington.
"He's going to have an uphill battle here, and there will be detractors who are going to ask questions that have no answers."
More changes in Saudi Arabia are likely to come. King Fahd has been incapacitated for many years, and he was recently hospitalized. The appointment of Prince Turki strikes some experts as an initial effort by Crown Prince Abdullah to place allies in key positions before he ascends to the throne. Mike Schuster, NPR News.